All right, Christian Craig, Ride Red. Ride Red, get head, I guess. Dude, crushing it, man. Good job on that last one. Passing Eli, passing Diggs. Star said you were no good, but listen, I don't want to get into that right now. But great job, man. Really cool to see. And obviously the whoops, you loved them.
Yeah, shout out Brad Hoffman for the meeting we had. I'll never forget that one. So beating his guys was a cherry on top. But yeah. No, it was decided that, man, I'm in a good spot. I'm stoked. We're having fun, and I know this is WSX, but I'm also beating some really good guys, some champions.
Say you don't even win the night, you've been riding better, you've been riding well.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming around, but yeah. I was a tick off Kenny, a tick off Eli in the first two rounds, and then, to like catch and pass Eli, it was like, okay, let's go. It was fun all night. Like all day I felt good in practice. It was a tick off in qualifying. I still haven't been in Super Bowl, so I'm bummed on that, but... Mm-hmm. Two more chances to do that, so we're in a good spot. It's been fun.
How about you and Joe Dog after the quad there?
Yeah, I was pretty bummed, like pissed about it, and then he came up, he's like, you know, I didn't mean to do that, right? Like he quadded, yeah. I tripled, and I was like, okay, like it makes sense. Yeah. He said, I was like, I tried to break.
You thought he wanted to clean you out there?
He in Vancouver last corner, he hit me pretty good for a position. All so. Right. I get it. He's going to put a front wheel there, but that one hurt. I got a nice bruise on my arm from that, but hey, yeah. At least he didn't land on me.
And, speaking of last corner.
Yeah.
Second main.
Brake checked by Brees.
Yeah.
And he gave me a look back, and I just ran right into his back tire and went over the bar. So that one pissed me off because I was riding good. Like after the fall.
You were pretty far back.
Way back, caught past some guys, past Eli, and then freaking just riding to Brees's back tire. So that was fun.
Arena cross guy, dude.
Oh, he knew. He knew exactly where I was. Put his back tire right in my front tire, and then there I go.
These conditions help you because you're such a precise rider. Am I thinking? You're such a precise rider. You can put your front wheel where you need to. Throttle positioning, technique. These conditions, and then when you add in some whoops that were gnarly, these are like the perfect Christian Craig conditions.
It's nice to see whoops that aren't breaking down too crazy. A couple guys are jumping, but... Yeah. It's nice, like Supercross, to look at this and be like, hey, it shows that it separates the guys and there's passing being made. It's not funneling into 3-3-3. Like, put the 11 whoops so it separates people. Yeah. Like, go back to it. And I know it's dangerous, but it is, like, it makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
So, shout out. Hopefully Dirtworks listens to this or Mike Muey. I think he's the one that comes up with this. But 11 whoops, I think, is the ticket.
I was going to say, you almost went down on them. You clipped the tough block on the inside. They almost got you.
And I heard the crowd. I'm like, bro, don't do this to me right now. I wheel tapped out, got a little sideways, but we rebounded.
God, how good does this feel right now for you?
It does. Yeah. It does. It's like I didn't expect to win. Like I won a podium. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I didn't get the overall podium. But I would take that second and third because I know Kenny's so good in these short races. Yep. And Eli, thanks. And man, like I said, catch and pass those guys, it was like, all right, let's go. We still got it.
So you're 5 points up. You were docked 5 points for blitz and the whoops, which I kind of get, kind of don't. But you're five up on Joey.
Yeah. So two rounds left, and so much stuff changes. Like I was bummed out in the second main, and I'm like, oh, there goes my championship. And now I'm like, I got the red plate.
Right.
So stuff changes every weekend. Teammate battle. So and obviously Jason's going to be good. He's going to be up there. So we'll see.
How much have you been changing your bike at all and all that?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero clicks, zero, a check sag, and then I move on. So I have been running the scoop at home, thanks to Eli, just for the starts, but I took it off right before practice just because how concrete everything was. Yeah.
So you were running scoop in practice?
I took it off right before scoop. Sorry, I've been scooped the past 2 weeks at home at MTF, and it is hard packed there, so I'm used to it now. I'm ready for it. I know a lot of the KTM Husky guys are on it full-time now. Which is unfortunate. It's like that thing should be illegal in Supercross. And I think that's probably why Eli was having a lot of timing issues. He was probably spinning up the faces.
Yeah.
So he chose to run it, and maybe that was why he was a tick off tonight.
No, I never even thought of that, but you're right. He was going high and long on rhythms. But he knows how the scoop works, so I don't know.
I think it was so hard packed that he had no control of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to speak for him. I made the right choice. I think Joey tried it, the scoop in practice, the first one, and he said take that thing off. So I'll probably run it in Sweden when it's a little readier.
What did you see from Diggs? I saw a guy really fast, but then I saw a lot of mistakes, I thought. What was it like being around him?
It was exciting. After the second main, I come back to some drama with the team and him and Joey. But, hey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they were back and forth, right?
Yeah, but I didn't think it was that bad where they were yelling at each other. But, yeah, they were looking over at each other.
Yeah, right? I guess there was some words spoken. But he respects me, and I think he will until I'm done racing. Yeah. I don't know what it is, if it's because I've taken care of the kid or my wife cooks for him when he comes over. So
right.
He respects me, and he was pumped for me. I'm pumped for him. The last main was cool for him. He got to catch him probably past one of his idols. So.
Yeah.
I still got him though.
Yeah. No, you still got him. All right. And then last thing, what are you really gelling with on the Honda? Like obviously Husqvarna and Yamaha, didn't go the way you wanted to. Yamaha's still the greatest bike, but, what do you like about the Honda?
Stability. Like that was the number one thing is it doesn't
more
do it
stable
anything.
Than a Yamaha.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The Yamaha used to be stable. And since I've been back on for this past year, very twitchy, very twitchy in the front. And that made me not comfortable. Still a really good bike. But this was like, I know what it's going to do. It doesn't G out in rhythm sections and pull me one way. And like I said, I haven't touched it. So it's been fun.
Odd because, well, not odd. It's such a different bike. But you had your best years on Honda you could talk about.
Yeah.
And this is a totally different model. But, like, I don't know, maybe there's just a red front fender.
Yeah, I think seeing the red front fender. And then, I mean, I've won on the Yamaha, obviously, my championship. So
no, I meant more 450, you know.
Yeah. I have never, I've always gelled with the Honda. Whether it's the motor or the chassis, ride red.
Ride red. Hey, good job. Congratulations. I think a lot of people are happy for you. You crushed it. Keep it up, man.
Thank you.
Cool.